You know, for as long as I can remember, the golden rule, right, is treat others as you would like to be treated. So for as long as I can remember, like, I've always treated others with kindness and respect and understanding and giving them plenty of spaces, even if they get angry, even if they're weird people, like, you know, they'd usually get a second and maybe even a third or fourth chance with me. As things went on and I got taken advantage of and didn't really want to be a doormat anymore, I decided, like, you know, I can't be that kind. I can't be that giving. I can't be that respectful of everyone, because reality is a lot of people just don't deserve it. But, you know, those seeds were planted, right? And, like, I'm still a kind person at heart. And I try to treat people with respect and treat them the way that I would like to be treated as much as possible. So I'm not just thinking about me and my convenience. If it's about me and my safety, that's a whole other fucking matter. I will get out of a situation as quickly as I possibly can if it's about my safety. And I've had to do that. But if it's not a matter of safety, like, I'm the gentlest giant you're going to find, and I'm not that big. 6'1", 6'2", is tall, but, you know, I'm not huge. I'm not Michael Jordan. I'm not an NBA star. And so when I really think about the way that I've been treated, and I'm not referring to my friends, but when I think about the way I've been treated in the last year plus in a situation where I can't find a fucking home, where I'm having to go from place to place, at times for paying for exorbitant Airbnb fees, trying to figure out what the fuck I'm going to do next, working my ass off every single week to make sure that income comes in so I can sustain some kind of lifestyle. Have I been treated all that well? And okay, so we could look at the situation. I mean, it's human to look at the situation and say, you know, find evidence for all the reasons why people didn't treat you with respect. I could do that, and I'm sure I could find a bunch. But the reality is, no, like, I haven't been treated badly by everyone. But probably, you know, some of the most disappointing ones are the ones that should know better, in my opinion. But they do say that when crimes occur, usually has more to do with someone you know. It's more likely to be someone you know stealing from you or taking from you or doing things to your property than someone you don't know. And it's just like, man, like, I may have made you feel a certain way, but you have to take responsibility for how you feel. It doesn't work the other way. You can't put that on me. I can control what I say, but I can't control how you interpret it and how you feel about it, as much as I might want to. So if there's something going on, man, come to me first and let's have a conversation. Seriously. Don't just go assuming things. Don't just go and make plans of your own. I'm a safe guy. I'm not going to do anything to you. But if it's something concerning my living situation or my lifestyle, come and talk to me first. Jesus Christ.
Unlock the secrets to skyrocketing your productivity, boosting performance, and maximizing profits with my latest premium guide, the Productivity, Performance, and Profits Black Book. Tailored for independent artists and entrepreneurs, this comprehensive resource is your roadmap to turning ideas into reality. Say goodbye to abandoned projects collecting dust on your shelves or buried in your hard drives. It's time to bring your vision to life. Grab your free copy of the Productivity, Performance, and Profits Black Book now at davidandrewweeb.com/blackbook. That's WIEBE. Don't miss out on the key to unlocking your success.